guys. Robert here. We're going on summer vacation for the next few weeks, so we've recorded a few mini-episodes. Here we go with Minisode 3, a recap of our first few months into podcasting. Hey, Lucinda.
Are you ready for Minisode number 3?
Nice. Yeah, let's get into it.
For those listening, we are talking about things that we have learned since starting a podcast.
Oh, nice.
I have 4 questions that I'm going to ask Robert, and we might expand on it. Are you ready, Robert?
I am ready.
What have we learned so far about the Philadelphia art community?
Oh, wow. We found very quickly that the Philadelphia art community is so passionate and welcoming to each other and to new individuals. I think what we have found is that the art community just wants to share their stories and their art with as many people as possible. And they want to be able to do it in so many different ways. And so when we first went to the community to pose this idea to them, it was such an amazing reception of, yes, please. They have seen over the years the decimation of art reporting as well as art coverage throughout the city, especially when it comes to local art. And I think what we have found is that there's so much art in the city of Philadelphia that even in the 5 or 6 months that we've been doing this, we're only starting to scratch the surface. We could have an episode 5 times a week, and I don't think we would be able to get through the art that's happening in the city.
I'm drawing a line there.
I understand. So am I. But it's been great to be a part of it and to be welcomed in so warmly. Lucinda, what have you learned so far about the Philadelphia art community?
Thank you for asking. I think when we started this, we went into it with the intent to de-gatekeep it. But for the most part, we have found that it isn't exclusive a community as we thought it was. Mm-hmm. Like you said, people are very welcoming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think the gate's there. There's no gate. Right? And look,
we might have to change our tagline.
You're telling me, I know.
No gatekeeping right? Here.
Exactly. And there's always going to be that place that has established themselves as the only sells $25,000 paintings and above, right? There's always going to be that place where you need to know somebody to get into the exclusive art party, but we haven't found it yet.
That's because it's being gatekept from us.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Next question. What has been the most challenging part of making a podcast?
The most challenging part of making a podcast is driving from the suburbs to the city every time we had to do this.
I walk here.
No, I think it's balancing the time commitment, and you have done such an amazing job of making it easy for me to be a part of the podcast that I don't have any other excuse to not do it. And you carry the heavy load of making sure that this runs and runs well, from scheduling to editing. And so for me, the most challenging part, though, is to ensure that I continue to set aside and commit to the time that it takes to not only make sure that this podcast is running well with the interviews and conversations, but that we're doing our part to also be committed to the community and joining the community and the openings and the events and being supporters of the artists ourselves. Mm-hmm. What has been the most challenging part of making a podcast, Lucinda?
Like you said, it's the time constraints.
Yeah.
But I have it a little bit easier as I live about a mile away from where we record. Balance.
Yes.
What has been your favorite production or event since we started the podcast? In sidebar, we try not to play favorites.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Okay, what stands out to you? Say it right now.
I mean, the Ballet X performance that we went to, even before Keelan was on, was incredible when they explained through the programming how it was all brought together, and then you're just wowed as they have a full band on stage. It's the first time I've ever seen
that. That was a moment.
It was a moment. And it was great to see how they brought together multiple artists and programs from the city so well and interlinked them. Mm-hmm. I love to be able to see those partnerships really work out and work out well. How about yourself, Lucinda? What's been your favorite performance and or community event?
I think my favorite event was Gallery Groove at the Museum for Art and Wood, because they were our first guest. I feel like they have been champions of the podcast from the moment that we asked them to sit down with us for drinks and apps until this day. I feel like they've been such great supporters of us. Do you remember that conversation?
It was so great. It was so supportive, and not only they've pulled us along with them the rest of the year to ensure that we are included and involved. They've allowed us to go further through our marketing efforts. We have really been interwoven with the work that they're doing over there, which has been great. And to be there at a moment in time for the very first time for them, in between two shows where they have cleared the space, thrown a party for like the very first time. It was, I agree, it was incredible.
Yeah. And then last question, we'll be wrapping this up soon. What has been your biggest surprise in this entire podcast project?
The biggest surprise for me is the ease of the conversation and the ease of the requests to get people to join our conversation. Yeah. That has been incredible. They, as the artists themselves, and the gallerists, you know, they're coming to us not only with themselves and with their whole story, but then they come with us with five other people that they want to share with us. That's just incredible. For them to then feel so comfortable and so...
To trust us.
Trustful, right.
Trustful.
To trust us with their story and with what they are trying to share out with the world, to then want to bring in their friends and family, you know, is great. Mm-hmm.
When we started this, I thought that getting people to talk to us was going to be the most difficult part of this project. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to share an anecdote with our listeners. Before we met with anybody, Robert was unsure of this project, which he later told me. It wasn't until we met with, who was it? Maybe it was Sam Connors with Da Vinci Art Alliance.
Yeah.
I think that stands out the most.
Yeah. Look, I'm a Taurus. I need ground, all right? I need something foundational to stand on.
And she was so enthusiastic about this. And she was the first person that said, you should also meet A, B, and C.
Right.
And you later told me it wasn't until after that conversation that you were sold on this project.
Correct.
I'm like, really? Because I was sold on this project since last year.
Yes. Yes. And we need that.
Mm-hmm.
We need that. You have the vision, and you've always had the vision.
Oh, thank you.
And
I also have a tuition bill that I need to pay. So, sponsors, we are open.
Yes. We'll take it all. And so, yeah, no, Sam's enthusiasm for the opportunity was a game changer for me. And it's only grown since then.
Yeah. Going back to surprises, one of the biggest surprises to me was when PR companies reached out on behalf of their clients asking if they could join us for a conversation.
Yeah.
That kind of felt like we made it. Not really, but I'll take it.
This has been fun. A little more insight.
Hey, Robert. Philly has heart.
And art.